Good morning, everyone. Kinsey's holding my phone because we have Ruthie on FaceTime. This is kind of a visual time with young disciples. And I've asked some big disciples to come down and help me this morning. So, as you all know, tomorrow is the first day of school. They're very excited. They won't sleep a wink tonight. They're so excited. So, I have packed my backpack because I'm coming with you. Not really. And I've actually packed Drew's backpack, his old backpack. So in this backpack, we're going to go through what I have packed up. And let's see if you have some of the same things I have. Let's see, I've got some pencils and some pens. I've got a highlighter in there. Got my planner. Do you have your planner? Uh-oh. I've got my calendar, my notebook. So I think we're good to go. Oh, I've got some other stuff in here. All right, Ruthie, are you listening? I've got a belt. I've got a belt in here. This is the belt of truth. Why should that be in my backpack? Well, when you plan your outfit each day, God tells us to put on the full armor of God. And this belt of truth needs to be part of that armor. And the belt back in the day, and still for some people, holds their weapon. So they kept it close to them. And we need to keep God's word close to us as well. Because we can use scriptures to help us fight the devil. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. So I've got this belt of truth. Next, which I know is in all of your backpacks, I've got my breastplate of righteousness. Do you have that in your backpack? Ruthie, breastplate of righteousness in your backpack. So righteousness, that's kind of a big word. But it means to do the next right thing. And in life, whether we're 7, almost 8, 13, 16, 36, 52, it doesn't matter what age we are called to do the next right thing. And the breastplate, as part of armor, protects our heart and our chest. And when we do the next right thing, that comes from our heart. God tells us what to do, the next right thing. Breastplate, don't forget that. Okay, I've got shoes, if I can get them out of here. I've got shoes in here. These shoes need to make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. Shoes. So I picked my walking shoes because they're comfortable. They've got lots of miles on these shoes. So I'm going to help my friends and classmates promote peace. And boy, do we need a lot of that these days. And I thought I could move faster in my sneakers than I could in my wedge sandals. So I've got shoes. Oh, one of my favorites. I've got a shield. This is the shield of faith. And unlike the breastplate, which is worn here, the shield you can keep out here to move. Like when they throw an arrow at you or something, you can move it, okay? But the shield of faith is one of my favorite because faith is one of my favorite words of all times. That's why it's Kinsey's middle name, faith. Faith is believing and trusting in things that we can't see. It's like an optimism. So faith, this world can get us down. This world can get our friends down. But if we have faith, trust and believe in things that we know are coming, good things that are coming, we trust and believe in God, that controls how we act and live in life. Faith is a big thing. Okay, I'm almost done. Oh, this helmet, it wouldn't fit my backpack. Doesn't even fit on my head. But this helmet is the helmet of salvation. And you've heard that word before, salvation. That's a big word. Well, salvation is what Jesus gave us when he died on the cross, right? He saved us from our sins. And a helmet protects your what? Your head. Just like in softball, when you're in battle, a blow to the head could what? Could kill you instantly. But guess what? Our sins could kill us as well. But because of the gift of salvation, Jesus took that death for us. He took that punishment away. So we have the helmet of salvation. And last but not least, I have a sword. And you better watch out, because this is a powerful sword right here. So this is the sword of the Spirit. And I'm going to let you in on a little clue. I hated that word sword when I was a kid. I always thought that sword was going to be in a reading passage that the teacher made me read out loud. And you know why I hated it? I couldn't say it when I was little. I said sword, and everybody laughed at me. Sword. But it's the sword of the Spirit. And a sword is a powerful thing when you're in battle. And the sword of the Spirit is, again, God's word to us. And God's word is powerful as well. It helps us decide right from wrong. I encourage you to pick a favorite scripture or a few favorite scriptures, because I really lean heavily on some of my favorite scriptures at times. And you know what? I share them with people, and they're helpful to them as well. So get a favorite scripture, and you can fight the devil with God's word. Remember when Jesus was out in the wilderness and the devil was trying to tempt him? And what did Jesus use to fight back to the devil? He used God's word, didn't he? He knew scriptures. So I encourage you to get a favorite scripture and share it. Okay, well, that's all that's in my backpack. No fruit snacks, no raisins or anything in there. I guess I'll be hungry. But let us say a prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to put on the full armor that you give us, no matter where we are headed, to school, to work, no matter where. Also help us to have love for each other and a smile to light the way. I pray especially for the safety and the health of the students as they return to school tomorrow, from the smallest to the biggest away at college. I pray for the safety and the health of our teachers. Give them strength, patience, the resources that they need, and creativity. I pray for the safety and the health of the staff and the administrators. Give them perseverance, enthusiasm, and understanding. And Father, I pray for the safety and health of the families. Give them patience, compassion, and cooperation. And as our students model our behavior, Lord, may we remember to follow you and set the best example to do the next right thing. Please bless this 2021-2022 school year, Lord, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.